Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 5th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price confirms problems with an app used to tally Democratic caucus votes is the reason for results delays. Price says the app, which was used across multiple caucus locations, correctly captured data, but a coding issue meant those numbers were improperly reported. Price says paper backups have validated the figures captured by the app. Facebook's Messenger Kids app adds new features to let parents and guardians see children's chat histories and recent images. The tools are available via a parent dashboard within the main Facebook app. They also shows a history of video calls, any users a child has blocked, and more. Australia-based logistics firm Toll Group, part of Japan Post, shuts down some of its IT systems following a cybersecurity incident. Full details undisclosed, but the company says the move is a precautionary measure. Toll notes many of its customer-facing apps are down as a result. Toll provides a suite of delivery solutions covering road, rail, air, and sea. The UK government announces a ban on gas and hybrid vehicles from 2035. Speaking at a public climate event, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the country needs to reach net zero CO2 emissions as soon as possible. Britain has previously committed to reaching net zero target by 2050. The Irish Data Protection Commission announces a probe into Google's location data practices. It follows complaints from consumer groups about how the company gathers location data. The DPC is the de facto regulatory body for Google in Europe because its regional operations are headquartered in Ireland. They have also announced an investigation into Tinder's handling of user data, as the probe will center on possible violations of Europe's GDPR privacy rules. DPC notes it has received complaints from across the EU. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.